CBN and Midas Resources.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Now, for those that didn't know what the meaning of Easter was and is, it's Jesus Christ's victory over death. His resurrection simplifies and symbolizes the eternal life that is granted to all who believe in him. The meaning of Easter also symbolizes the complete verification of all that Jesus preached and taught during his three-year ministry. If he had not risen from the dead, he would have not been considered just... He would have been considered just another teacher or rabbi. However, his resurrection changed all of that and gave final and irrefutable proof that he was really the Son of God. Now, the feast day of Easter was originally a pagan celebration of renewal and rebirth, celebrated in the early spring. It honored the pagan Saxon goddess Easter. When the early missionaries converted the Saxons to Christianity, the holiday, since it fell around the same time as the traditional memorial of Christ's resurrection from the dead, was merged with the pagan celebration and became known as Easter. And if you're from the East Coast, it's Easter. The meaning of Easter was also changed to reflect its new Christian orientation. Now, that being the case, what in the world are Christians still celebrating Easter with a pagan twist? And let me ask you the question, America. What does the Easter bunny and eggs have to do with Christ suffering, his death, and his resurrection? Mm-hmm. What does the bunny have to do with anything? What do eggs have to do with anything? I think it shows the mentality of people that actually conceived the idea to bring forth a bunny and an egg.
I didn't think Easter bunnies laid eggs, but I guess they do now or something.
I think they do, too.
Have you ever seen a bunny lay an egg? I've never seen a bunny lay an egg.
Ask a little kid that.
Exactly.
What is Easter about to a little kid?
Easter bunny's going out and looking for eggs. And
Mom, where's my basket? Mm-hmm. Full of eggs and candy. Yep. Why is there always some diversion if it's not Christmas with Santa Claus?
Yep.
It's Easter. Just think about that. America, you've exchanged a bunny and eggs rather than showing your kids the price of redemption if you celebrate Easter in such a fashion.
Yep.
Easter has nothing to do with a bunny and eggs. How many churches have bunny or egg hunts? Mm-hmm. Folks, this is blasphemy. It's ridiculous. Christ died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, and he's resurrected. That's what Easter is about. It's not about the little bunny jumping around and laying eggs for kids to find. My goodness, people.
I think it enlightened a lot of people listening today, though.
No.
It's not about the... Wow.
Well, let me ask you something. What does Santa Claus have to do with Christmas?
Nothing.
What does it replace?
Replaces
the Father
Christ.
And the Son. Yeah. It does. What is Christmas about? It's about God giving Christ his Son to the world to redeem it back unto him.
Yeah.
What does Santa Claus do? Mm. You put your kids in his lap, and you go to him and tell him what you want, rather than what Christians should be doing, is by giving their lives away, you teach your kids how to get from.
Yep.
Covetousness, rather than you find your life where you lose your life, which Christianity exemplifies.
Mm-hmm.
Wow! What a confusing message for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that terrible?
I was just in a service because they asked us to come share and read scripture verses and stuff like that. It was a Good Friday thing. And I'm just thinking to myself, you know, as a kid, I'm going back here. When I was a kid, you'd go to the, you know, the church service, which was typically...
You was raised Catholic.
I was raised Catholic.
All right.
And this particular service I was in reminded me exactly of going to church when I was a kid. And it was ecumenical. So please, Catholics, Lutherans, Episcopals, Methodists, they were all there.
Yeah.
I don't want any deranged Catholics calling saying, I can't believe you said that.
Dude, that never happens.
No.
Liberty.
Don't say that's not true. Anyways, church service was extremely boring. Guess what I was looking forward to after church? Going to look for my candy. So that's a perfect example of how your entertainment, your lusts, your passions. So there's no life and spirit
in
the church.
Why is there constant diversion from the price paid for who we are as a people, spiritually and
naturally? That's right. Because then there would be no power, there'd be no redemption, there'd be no moving.
The enemy of the souls knows what he does through foolish people that don't read the word. You know what's interesting now that we're talking about Easter? I was thinking about this just this week. You know the reason why people are quiet about their faith? Listen carefully, America. You know why they're quiet about their faith? You ready for this? Because they don't have any faith.
They don't have any faith.
That's right.
Of course. It's the only way you could be.
They don't have any faith. We're not to take the candle and put it onto the bed.
Mm-hmm.
We're to put it up on the housetop and let the world see.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, you know, people are... They're being hid by the Lord, or they're being protected, or they're not called to do what you're called to do. Or
they're on a sabbatical, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. You have with you on this windy and snowy Saturday.
That was last Saturday. That was cold. That
people in Texas or on the East Coast or in California right now are thinking, really? Is it that cold there right now?
What?
No, actually, I just have not updated it. It's Saturday, April 23rd, 2011. It's my anniversary. 12 years. That's right.
Congratulations.
Did you hear that, Ruth Chris's?
Yes.
Outside of that, you have with you today Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call... Excuse me, the other guy.
Bless you.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. And real quick, we wanted to welcome aboard an Arkansas radio station, KJMT 97.1 FM. We love you. We've been there. We got the hat and the T-shirt. Do you remember when we were in Eureka Springs?
Oh, I remember.
Parents protest, folks,
yes,
for teaching the Constitution. We were headline news. And, folks,
big
are you
news.
Ready for this? Parents protest. Six parents showed up. Oh, I kid you negative.
Big news.
Folks, if you've seen us on TV today and you'd like to reflect what you've seen, you got some questions or comments, please do give us a call. We're going to be talking about My War locally on Channel 23 as well. 1-866-233-0747. We're also going to talk about some of the tea parties and the showings that we had this week and what it's all about. Stay tuned.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message, The Two Pillars, on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, April 22nd, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1508.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1547.03, $773.52 for a half ounce, or $386.76 for a quarter ounce. That's $1547.03, $773.52, and $386.76.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
That's some really heavy stuff, man.
Hey,
folks, back to the point. The first thing I talked about during the first segment was Easter and ignoring the sacrifice. In other words, ignoring Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection. And what America has allowed is the counterfeit. Of course, the enemy of your souls always has a counterfeit. He uses a bunny that lays eggs. Now, I bet a lot of people out there right now are trying to figure out, do bunnies really lay eggs? Folks, here, let me give you a little bit of a clue. No, they don't. Here's another question for you, just so you can kind of reflect as to how God might feel as to how we ignore the sacrifice of his son. How would you feel if it was you or your son that was given in sacrifice to our country? How would you feel instead of honoring what he has died for or what he has fought for or what he has bled for, and by masking that, by entertaining you and using entertainment to pull it away from the sacrifice of your loved ones? How would you like that? And it's the same thing with God and the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. How foolish people have become. For serious.
It's like putting the Super Bowl on Veterans Day or something like that.
I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And people, oh, no big deal. It's just a bunny and eggs. You know, happy Easter. Oh, we go to church. Well, Mom, why do we go to church? What is that? What's that guy on the cross for? I don't get it. Mom, I want to hurry up and get home so I can pet the bunny and have some eggs and some candy. I'm not kidding. That's really
the
way people think it is. Ask the little kid what he wants to do on Easter. Does he want to go to church and learn and understand where he came from? Or does he want to go on a little egg hunt? The hunt. Absolutely. And all across America today, churches are going to have little, guess what? Bunny egg hunts. But what is one to do except expose the ignorance that the American people have tolerated for years?
Not on the Sons of Liberty.
Folks, welcome to the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And for all of you new listeners, please go to Bradley Dean's Facebook, and I do want to let you know that I only accept normal people. If you guys are some twitties out there, I want you to go to B Dean My War. Again, that's B Dean My War, and that's on Twitter. Jake, are you on Twitter? What's your Twitter account be?
My Twitter account.
Come on, tell the people you Twitter. Dude, what are you doing here?
Constitution JM. Constitution JM is the Twitter.
That's your Twitter.
Follow. Just shot one out before the show. But I was going to ask you a question. You said you only accept normal people on your Facebook.
Yes.
Is that why my request is still pending?
It still is.
I'm not normal?
Boy, that's a dry humor, dude. Can you guys grab him a Coca-Cola, please?
I had one when I was watching the TV show.
This is going to be a long 2 hours, folks. Folks, if you would like to also know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that is sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd also like to consider supporting this ministry, we are touching the nation literally. We're going to talk about that in a couple minutes here. We are sowing into the forgotten harvest fields of our next generation because we do realize that they are going to be our future leaders soon enough. If you'd like to be a part of that, please do give us a call at 1-866-233-0747 to donate. 1-866-233-0747. Jake, you was at the Catholic Church yesterday.
Yes, I was.
How did that go over? You had 150 pastors with you, and you had the opportunity to go ahead and bring your hammer down a little bit?
Basically, it's an ecumenical service, so every pastor from around town comes, and they all get to read a scripture reading, and the whole town comes to celebrate. Well, not really to celebrate, but to mourn the death of Christ, because it's Good Friday. So this was that was the day that Christ was crucified. Tomorrow will be the day that Christ is risen.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I went to him growing up, and I kind of relate a little bit of that earlier. I think there's good content to it, but again, there's a lot of dryness and there's a lot
tradition.
Of drippiness and the tradition of it.
Yeah.
You get caught up in the tradition of it or the emotion of it, but the fact is Christ is who he says he is. Had an opportunity to read Isaiah 53. If anybody wants to understand what Christ did for our redemptions, that's exactly where it's at, and that was the verse that I was able to read.
Isaiah 10 says it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, not the emotions that break the yoke. I've never seen emotions change anybody's life, but I have seen the anointing change somebody's life in an instant.
It's a sustaining change.
Yes,
that's exactly
it is.
Right.
It's a work of the Holy Ghost. By the way, this is really important for everybody to understand, and I mean this, I'm dead serious. My little 2-year-old boy is going to the bathroom all by himself.
Woo!
No. Did you hear what I said? My little 2-year-old boy is going to the bathroom all by himself. And you know what, America? He doesn't care who knows about it.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's like that one
There's
guy
no
that
shame.
Said he's in love and he doesn't care who knows about it. I mean, my little 2-year-old boy is sitting on the pot saying, Dad, come here. Dad. Dad, watch. Dad, watch. Look, Dad. Look. It's like, honey, I don't want to look. I believe what you're telling me.
It's a big event.
But I do want to let all the American people to understand my little boy. Who's 2 years old, just learned to do this stuff.
I think that's better than the Easter
Bunny. And folks, I am proud of that little man. And he knows it. And boy, he's just walking around with his head held a little higher today, saying, Dad, I'm doing this stuff. And today, he gets up, he gets the pull-ups.
Nice.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want a little side note? Did you know that more adults buy diapers than children use diapers? Did you know that? That's a fact.
Yeah. That's unfortunate, but yeah.
Can I ask you a question, live in front of everybody to see and hear?
I'm ready.
Do you wear diapers? That wasn't a joke. I'm serious.
Well, I was hoping you wouldn't ask that question.
I never seen
any other question but that. Is there any other questions?
He sits over there, and he looks down, and it's sometimes you almost feel like just like getting a BB gun and shooting his arm or something to see if he's still alive. It's like, Jake, are you going to...
Well, diaper question is kind of
putting me in a coma. He reminds me of the hunchback in Notre Dame. It's like, hey, Jake!
Yeah?
Hello?
It's like, what's going on, Jake? Last week, we did a tea party in Princeton, Minnesota. Then we did a showing of the documentary My War in Alexandria, Minnesota.
Fantastic.
Then we did another My War showing in the Twin Cities where there was so much overflow that we literally had to bring chairs into the theater. That's what's going on, folks, at these My War showings. Never seen that before, but it's happening. By the way, did you know that they actually had to take Soul Surfer out?
Yeah.
That was a pretty cool parallel. Coincidence?
Yes.
No coincidence. It's the Lord at work. He works at mysterious ways, and he works in mysterious ways.
Yep.
Soul Surfer was moved so we could do our showing.
Yeah.
I got to say this to everybody here. You guys are awesome. You guys filled that theater overflowing because what's happening, tea partiers, you guys are awesome. Because you're going to talk to your friends and then talking to your friends and then talking to your friends. This is how things change. I had at the end of the last tea party, someone raised their hand and said, how do we change things, Bradley? I said, let's stick together. That's how we do it. We stick together and we lead the way. One of the things that was asked too is, you know, we need leaders. Wait a second. We follow Christ. And when we follow Christ, our forefathers didn't know. They took a leap in the dark. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when John Adams said that to Thomas Jefferson?
Yep.
We're taking a leap in the dark here. Mm-hmm. And we have to move out by faith. And faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We can't always know where our next foot is going. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and we lean not to our own understanding, mm-hmm. but in all of our ways we acknowledge Him. Proverbs 3:5. And He shall direct our paths. He will.
The important part of that is, too, is we don't always know where we're going, but we need to be going the right direction, because what you would see now is the other side mimic and counterfeit that and say, well, we just need to step out into obscurity and take a risk and a chance. No, you don't. You have to be going the right way for morality.
That's right. You do the right thing, not the wrong thing.
That's right.
We do what we can do, like John Quincy Adams said, and then we leave the results up to God.
Yep.
We don't do it the way God told us not to do it and expect results.
And one of the guys at this premiere actually stood up at the end, and I thought this was awesome because this exemplifies the content that this ministry has produced, will continue to produce, and also that we walk out. A man stood up and he said, I think I get the message. The message is we all need to stand up and be more bold.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to be bold. It's our country, it's our nation, and we need to walk in that. Not just when we're together, not just when we're at our meetings, and not when we watch a good movie premiere, but when we're in our day-to-day lives, this is ours. And that scares the H-E double hockey sticks, as we would say, to the enemy.
No, literally. Come on, dude.
It does.
You know what? Let me ask you the question, because when I first got married, I said that to Steph. She would not say the word hell. Jesus talked about hell over 55 times. And by the way, we are not hellfire preachers. It's unscriptural. We fear God, not hell. Hell is the consequence of sin unrepented towards God. Okay? Hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
It scares it out of them when you're willing to stand and walk in the boldness that you God has given and placed within you, but you need to act on it. God doesn't do it for you. You brought up the verse earlier, the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. That anointing is a strengthening that comes on you. God doesn't just jump out of your skin and do it for you.
No.
And that's what I appreciate so much about you listeners, you Tea Partiers, you conservative listeners, because you're willing to act and you are acting. Now, that direction and that direction that we should be walking forward, as John Adams said, where we take a step out, where we take a leap out, is that area where God will meet us. Nobody else. God will meet us there, and He promises that.
And by the way, in Scripture, folks, we're going to get back to this my war thing after this next break here, but real quick, we must respond to God because God is not going to do for us what we can do for ourselves.
Yeah, why would He? No parents do that.
That's right. And if you do, you're only destroying the soul of that kid or the life of that kid.
And why would you want God? I mean, I want to participate in this, man. I
want
to do something.
I want one.
What is it? I want one.
Yes. I want to respond too.
Exactly.
And we respond because we love, because we see what He did for us on Easter, America. He died on the cross for our sins. Right? And we live for Him who died on our behalf. 2 Corinthians 5:7. And so with that, we're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to come back with a little girl, a 17-year-old girl, I'm sorry, not little, a young lady who just experienced my war this last week in Alexandria, Minnesota. And I want her to tell you what she's seen, what she heard, and what she's going home with. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. We'll be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake, and we want to talk to Rachel, who is actually out at the Alexandria, Minnesota, that is, folks. My war premiere. And Jake, you set the whole event up.
It was a lot of fun. There's a great active group of people out there right now. Just like you said before, the credit is due to them. We're bringing the content. It was fantastic. The people were very responsive, very receptive, and Rachel was one of those people, so it'd be great to hear firsthand, Rachel.
And by the way, this is not premeditated, America.
No, sir.
This is Johnny on the spot. Rachel. We want to know from Rachel. Rachel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, thanks for calling in, kid. I want to know from you, what was your perspective? What is it that you took with you? Obviously, what did you learn? And how cool did you really think Jake was? That's important.
It was amazing. Like, it was probably one of the most incredible experiences of my life. It was a real eye-opener. Like, it was so emotional. Halfway through, I was crying just because, I could really see what they had been telling me that was a lie in the schools and stuff like that and what really was going on. Because they have told us so much false things that you really don't understand anything, really. And I was just so moved during the whole thing. I had to go up and shake Jake's hand and say hi to Bradley, and it was just so amazing.
Okay, and I really appreciate that, but I do got to know.
You're setting me up right
now. No, I kind of am a little bit, but who was cooler, Bradley or Jake?
I think it's kind of a toss-up.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, what about that guy that was 6'5"? He had the long hair, kind of looked like Elvis a little bit with long hair. I'm just having fun here. First of all, I got to say this. I know. I get it. And as I said at your event there, it's like I'm just showing people what nobody ever took the time to show me. And when I came back and talked to you, Rachel, I just knew right away. It's like, you know what, Rachel? Don't even say anything to me right now. I just want to get you on the radio. I want people to hear your response. Can you give me some more specifics as to maybe some of the topics that you didn't know or you've been lied about that you learned at the event?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like the abortion, for one, learning about, like, you talked about how they really are alive in there and stuff, and they had told us that they don't even feel anything. And I did some more research into that, and they do. And you're completely right about it. And then along with our forefathers.
Why do you think, though, Rachel, that in schools they don't want you to know what abortion is really about? Why do you think that is?
Because they want us to be... just go along with the flow and not stand up for what we believe in and just let everything else do whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. So what they've done, and you go to a public school, is that correct?
Yep.
So, and this isn't, because we've been to some public schools where the teachers are actually applauding what we are doing on the abortion clip, where the principal stood behind it for sure.
Yeah.
But this is what's happening here in our education system, is that they're embracing this ideology that it's not life. They're embracing the fact that a couple judges committed an oligarchy and said that now it's a woman's right instead of a breaking of a law called murder.
Right.
And so now you have a young person who's on the air right now with you, America, saying they don't even teach us in school what an abortion really is. Though they advocate it, though they suggest it, though they make opportunities for your young people to get them without even telling their parents, they're not explaining what it is. And here you have a young person, and we've experienced this throughout the country, their conscience has literally been raped. They are abhorred at what they didn't know. So now they've got guilt of conscience for some young ladies who have done it and not even knowing what it is. That's what's being created right now. And that's the importance of this message, again, getting out there to show both sides and both perspectives so people can know going into it, both eyes open. And I appreciate you bringing that forward, Rachel. That's important.
What is it that now you understand that you didn't understand prior to seeing my war about abortion? What issue or what's come to the light that you might understand now?
Well, like, they really are alive. Like, when in school, they just tell us that they're just growing, they won't feel anything, but they are a human being. Like, they are a creature, and it is murder.
You got to ask yourself the question, why are they in public schools telling your kids what, I mean, they're lying to your kid about abortion, advocating the crime of murdering your baby in the womb. Why are they teaching kids in public school that in the first place? Mm-hmm. That's not their job to be doing that.
Now, another question. So when we brought this perspective to you, do you feel like, do you feel offended that we brought this light in to show you what the truth was? Are you upset about it? Are you mad? Do you wish you had never seen this?
Oh, no, not at all. I'm just mad at, like, the public schools for not telling me the truth in the first place.
Awesome.
Like, I am so thankful for what you guys are doing. It's just incredible.
Now,
and guys, I got to tell the people out here, if you haven't seen my war yet, I'm going to talk about it in a couple minutes, because we have it on local TV in the state of Minnesota for you. And if you're outside of the state of Minnesota, we're working on you right now. Just give us a minute on that. But I think it's important for people to understand that if you have not seen it, you're listening to someone that's seen it just this last week. My cousin was moved, and it wasn't just one person. It's not just Rachel here responding this way, folks. It's 99.9%. Well, where would the other point be?
I don't know. Maybe that was just somebody who...
Maybe she's like an angry elf or something. I don't know. Anyways, okay, so saying all that, if we kind of rewind a little bit, 99% of the people totally love what's going on because it's who we are before all of this socialism started getting dumped down on the kids' throat. The last four and five generations. In the last four and five generations, that's why we're in this fight. And this is how you lead the way, is merely... just walk it out. Mm-hmm. Follow the Christ. Lead the way. Go back in history. Study it. And then study your past, as our forefathers told us, so we know what our future is going to be. It's not going to be uncertain if we stay in the same footprints.
So two things. I wanted to bring this up really quick. You're 17 years old. Is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you, Rachel. Now, did you see anybody in that crowd that was maybe older than 60, maybe even 70 years old, watching this documentary?
Definitely. There's a whole bunch of, like, a range of ages.
So you've got...
They're younger than me.
That's right.
You've got
that's
a broad range of demographics here, and they're all coming away. We do interviews after this premiere. They're all saying the same thing that you are, Rachel. Now, the difference is your generation has been sold a bill of goods, a flat-out lie. Usually the 60 to 70-year-old generation who are no longer working, they're not engaged in, you know, in their jobs and whatnot, they're saying this is exactly what I was taught. This is right on the money, spot on. And you can see that that generation didn't struggle with what your generation now has to fight against. And so, folks out there listening, this covers the broad gamut. Every demographic of people are watching this, extracting the same thing, the virtue of the message, and that's ultimately what it comes down to. Secondly, I think I know where that 0.1% was, that one lady that you're talking about, the 0.1%.
The reporter that wasn't there and that wanted to report on the event?
She had the coexist sticker on the back of her car.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that one. Sorry. With the 180 piercings on her eyes.
Right.
I don't know. Rachel, another point. What did you think about what our forefathers did establish?
That's
like
right.
At the very end of the assembly, remember I started to show you during the documentary, I'm sorry, which is my assembly.
That's right.
What was it that you took home with you when I began to show you what they used to teach in public schools back during the foundation of our country? And by the way, over the last 200 years.
That's right.
That's what they should be teaching us now. I mean, it's changed so much. People have taken the truth and what they have, like, prayed over and thought over and meditated on and completely changed it around to fit whatever they want.
That's right.
Now, the results that our founders had, obviously, we're still living in a lot of it, what's left, the fragments of it, and there's still a great deal of it left, don't get me wrong. But do you think that we should change the methods of our founders and give the same methods that you're receiving right now, for instance, your generation, what's being sold to you guys? Or do you think we should restore that which established this country? Which two do you think out of the two?
Oh, definitely what it used to be.
Sorry.
What we're getting now, they're just kind of screwing us over. I mean, they're not telling us any of the truth. They're not telling us what we need to believe in, what this was based on, what made this great to begin with.
Yeah.
Did you feel like...
Well, you have a lot of modern revisionists kicking against who we are as a people, mm-hmm. and that's why you're being lied to in a public schools, because if you don't know where you came from, you certainly don't know where you're going to be going.
Do you feel that, like, the information you learned from our founders and the education system and things like that, did you feel endangered, or did you feel that they were maybe hateful, or maybe they were threatening, or...
You're talking about the documentary?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. I just want to get your perspective because oftentimes the other side lashes out with this garbage. So I wanted to just hear from you. You're a 17-year-old girl. Nobody thinks for you. You attend a public school, which is fairly relevant, but in some respects it's irrelevant. You're a normal thinking human being. What do you want to be taught? Which worldview?
Honestly, I just want to know the truth, and that's what his documentary did. I mean, it totally opened my eyes to what actually was going on.
That's awesome.
Rachel, I got a question for you. So how is your life any different today than it was on, was it Tuesday that we were there? On Tuesday.
Yeah, it actually is. It's a lot better because I'm actually looking at things now and actually saying, well, is this really what's going on?
Right.
And I'm actually doing more research on this, and everything that he said was true. No matter where I look, it's right. What he is saying is correct.
You know, now I want you to hear this too. Not only Rachel, but I want to hear people to hear as to what I'm going to say to you next. Do you know the people that oppose who I am and what I do? Do you know that I'm not even going to give a percentage. When they report about me, did you know, Rachel, that they're not even in the assembly? They just heard it from somebody else, and then they report it through the media, the main press, and then it comes down, and then everybody gets mad because we said something, or it's been alleged that we said something that we did not say. Why are these people in the media so afraid that you might catch on to what you just caught on to?
That's right.
Because they want us to be brainwashed completely to whatever they want us to think. They want us to feel like robots and do whatever they said that we should do.
Okay.
So when they say you're supposed to free your mind, be open-minded, they don't really mean that, do they?
No, they mean that you should believe what they want you to believe.
That's right.
Now, did we have a conversation before we actually got you on the radio here besides, Rachel, don't say anything, I'm going to pull you in on the radio?
No, not at all.
Okay, cool. Just wanted to make sure, you know, because, you know, I don't want Bradley Dean out there manipulating, you know, 17-year-old students in public high school.
Sure.
Anyways, Rachel, I'm going to give you the last word. What would you say to somebody that hasn't seen my war yet? And by the way, you only seen one portion of it, and there's still four more to go. What would you say to America? Okay.
Just get out there and see it. It's completely worth it. No matter if you have to pay like $100 to go see it, I would.
That would be cool.
Incredible.
Awesome. Great to see
you. Rachel, we totally appreciate you, kid.
Big time.
We appreciate you, and we will be seeing you soon again, little girl.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Young lady, sorry. Sorry about that.
Future leader.
Yes, totally. Okay, kid, will you take care, and we love you, and we'll see you soon, okay? Okay, cool. We got 30 seconds, got a break coming up. Folks, when we come back, as promised, Sons of Liberty, especially to the Sons of Liberty listeners, next week on Channel 23 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., you'll see the second half of Part 1. Part 1 played today from 12 to 1 in Minnesota here on CW Channel 23. We're going to talk about that, what it's about, and we're going to start kicking that down a little bit. We'll be right back. You got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
That was the best documentary I've ever seen.
Absolutely fantastic.
I'm still confounded over the whole thing.
All I can say is this movie is so awesome I could just faint.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there. You know, this is actually really going to hit.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and stand and say, enough is enough. We've had enough.
The number of abortions and just the facts behind that. It was one thing that really stuck out to me.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
Wow.
can't believe you did this.
But I did. I did.
You've done it.
Brother Renee.
You've done it.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about my war right now. As promised, Sons of Liberty. Now, folks, I do want you to remember everything that we have promised in this ministry to you as the listeners of the Sons of Liberty. We have fulfilled every single promise that we have made to you without fail. Rather, it's being Washington, D.C., preaching to the president, whatever the case might be, we were there. Now we're east, we're on the East Coast, the West Coast, Minnesota to Texas, praise God. And now we said that, I think it was probably 6 months ago, we are going to bring this to television. Yep. Now, folks, this is my opportunity to set the record straight. Now, again, I want you to do this for me. I want you to go online, and I want you to Google Bradley Dean for me. I want you to see my opposition. And when you see my opposition, you're going to sit there, and after watching this documentary, you are going to look at these people and say, you took it out of context. You're not telling the truth. You're totally fabricating that portion. Oh, my gosh, I can't even believe how far off base you are. That's not Bradley Dean. Who is that? I mean, folks, they have pictures of people up there calling me Bradley Dean. They got me in every position known to mankind other than who I really am. Now, to say that so you can understand this, lies have been heaved upon me without fail. This is my point. I want to set the record straight, and the way to do that is to bring it to television. I want you to understand that we have brought it to television. And next week, again, on Channel 23, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., you'll see the second half of Part 1. Part 1 already played today, but we're going to play the second half of Part 1 because we only have our segments. If you'd like to see the trailer, go to mywartrailer.com, mywartrailer.com, so you can see what's going on out there. If you just joined us, you didn't hear Rachel from the last hour. She was one of the comers. She was one of the viewers. She was one of those that partook and was actually in the documentary that she just basically shot out from the housetop so you could hear as to what she learned and what she took home with her. Not from a reporter that wasn't there. Speaking of which, next week on CW Channel 23 from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., you're going to see, this is what you're going to see. You're going to see an accusation from a reporter misreporting on me that wasn't in the assembly. But what she didn't realize is that we record every single thing that we do so people cannot make accusations as to who we are or what it is that we might have done.
And
is that pretty simple?
If you're, as Bradley's referring to assembly, he's talking about the high school assembly that this ministry has broadcasted throughout the country for all of you.
331 times in public schools. I want you to see what they don't want you to see.
That's right.
And I want you to see who's lying to you because it's not me, America. We have it on film. Just a note here. This week we played Republic versus Democracy. I exposed the lying media. Not all, by the way. I gave you student responses today, abortion and homosexuality, which I was just advocating the laws. That's it. So whenever you homosexuals and you abortionists out there, by the way, Planned Parenthood in the state of Minnesota is being protested today. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you people out there that are making accusations towards me in this ministry for years, if you would like to, after seeing my war, you can go ahead and apologize. The number's 1-866-233-0747, because if you don't apologize, you're going to look like a big fool. A big fool.
That's duty.
Because you failed to report the facts, AccuJacks. All right? So, again, abortion, homosexuality, that was today. Next week, again on Channel 23, you're going to see the media exposed. I'm actually going to expose those that wrote about us. You'll like that. An article locally in Minnesota where a reporter writes about us without even having been to the assembly on two assemblies. Her accusations and her misreporting all caught on tape. So you can see what really happens when you take a stand for we the people. Folks, we are teaching the Constitution of the United States and who we were 40 and 50 years ago. That's it. Why do they have such a big problem with it, folks? Well, you can see why next week on Channel 23. She even went so far as reporting that I was making fun of handicapped kids. And she called her piece the faith of our fathers. Now, folks, what she didn't realize, as I just said a couple seconds ago, we have it all on tape. And then you want to understand what I go through on a daily basis and how bent and biased and untrue it is. Check it out next Saturday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. on Channel 23. I'll also take you to Arlington Cemetery and bring up a little history so you can see the price paid for your freedoms. You'll also see next week on Channel 23 where we all, this one's really important, folks, where me and all of my political associates, oh my gosh, folks. I mean, folks, let me tell you something. If I needed money, I would have done it a long time ago. I'd have taken every one of them to the bank. Me and all of my political associates, and of course I'm being facetious, namely how me and gubernatorial candidate Tom Emmer were pulled into a local agenda. I'll expose that for you. We'll also bring the agenda is. Should I bring up the agenda? I'll also bring up as to how when I warned the homosexuals about Muslim threats towards them, they actually put out there that Bradley Dean was calling for their execution. And the same time I was on Fox National News warning or actually standing up against those that were actually threatening them, and the homosexual agenda actually took it against me and said that I was calling for their execution. Well, you get to see firsthand what happened. You can watch it next week, Channel 23, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. Who we are really as a republic and what it was taught in our public schools during the foundational years is coming up next week up until 1962. And again, folks, next week on Channel 23, I'm telling this to you so it drops into your heart, from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it's also for the next 8 weeks, and it's a five-part documentary. So we're bringing high school assemblies to you and your right in your front living room. We're bringing it to you. We got some emails, some calls today from people that said, man, I can't even believe that this is on TV. I can't. Well, why shouldn't it be on TV?
That's right where it should be.
That's exactly where it should be. Yeah. Well, what is the truth obsolete to the lie now?
Yeah.
Well, we can have lies on television, but we can't have the truth. So it's up to you. If you want to check it out next week. Jake, you want to add
It's just kind of terrified darkness when the church actually gets outside of the building and starts doing its job in the community. And that's exactly what my war is doing. As you said, it's on TV. I sat down and watched it today at a local place here, and the folks that were there were watching it right along with me. It's just good content. It's great content, and you're going to get the same reaction that that little 17-year-old girl got. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, please do so. Bradley's Twitter account is B-Dean, D-E-A-N, My War, and the other guy here, we have Constitution J-M. We've been lighting up the wires. I mean, we're shooting out Twitters once in a while. Just got onto Twitter, actually, but we're putting them out there so you can keep informed with us with all of the tweets that we're sending out, and they're usually short, sweet, and they're PowerPoints so that you can be equipped and informed. Another thing is, a lot of the Tea Parties that we've been working with just this past week here, Bradley had mentioned that we've done a couple movie premieres. The last one, we actually had to bring seats into the theater. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Refreshing.
Folks were just showing up that weren't even registered. They were bringing their friends, and it continues to grow. But at these events, the leaders of these Tea Parties, and I use the Tea Parties because, man, they're doing something. Yeah. I don't want to sound redundant, but they are doing something. These leaders are so encouraged by this. The last one said, hey, listen, we want to do all six of them now. We're not going to just stop at part one. So as that momentum continues to carry, the point is...
Five thus far, but
and,
go
and,
ahead.
And some of the folks are asking you, so what is your plans with this? What are your plans with this? Well, first of all, we're not limiting the Holy One of Israel. We know what we're doing right now. But the plan is there's a lot of fragmented, disenfranchised groups out there that are saying the same thing. You said it at the movie theater, Bradley. You said, look around, folks. We're all saying the same thing. Bringing those together, and I really believe that this message encapsulates that. And again, it brings strength. It brings backbone. It flexes so that the powers that be can see. And that's part of our objective here as Americans, to speak to power, because we are the power and that power lies within us. Let's restore that power so that it's not perverted anymore, not perverted law. And you'll get that education through. You'll get that empowering. And really, ultimately, what it is, we're just going to walk out what's truly in our heart. And that's what the purpose of this message is to do, is to unite those fragmented, disenfranchised folks that are out there right now that are feeling down. They got no hope. We're bringing you hope, America. God gives you hope by His Spirit if you'll walk in it, and that's what my war is doing.
I think what I'd like to do is 30 seconds already? Wow. This national time, folks, is
it's flying,
kicking our hind ends. We'll be right back after this break. I want to talk to you about the voice that you're used to. We're going to talk about nostalgia, and right after that, we're going to have some more fun.
Fun.
Looking at each other.
I like fun.
Maybe we can try to wake Jake up. It's
fun.
Like kicking a dead horse sometimes.
I like fun.
I don't understand how that works. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.